Sunday, it's January 27th, 2013. You have somehow stumbled upon the John T. Werzer Weekly Podcast. Anyways, come to this. I'm stealing songs from my relatives to podcast. I was in Topeka, Kansas on Christmas Eve, and my nieces, Valerie and Aaron, were in my mother-in-law's living room playing some very good music. I couldn't play along because I was kind of horribly sick. But in the middle of all that, Aaron got up, went over to the kitchen table and grabbed this notebook and came back and plopped it down and played this song. And it kind of blew me away, and because I was pirating all this music by recording it on my phone, I got back home and promptly about 3.5 weeks later listened to it again and tried to learn how to play it. Now, it probably doesn't sound anything like the way she played it or the way she hears it in her head, but I asked her if I could play it on this podcast, and she said okay. And someday maybe she'll forgive me for what I've done to her song. Anyway, I call the song Burn. And it was written by Aaron Gray of Wichita, Kansas. You've got a secret desire, one you kept locked away. You told me don't play with fire. Guess that's just another game. And if you're looking for white hot rage, and if you wanna see a flame, just look at the pain in my face when someone says your name. So call me a coward, but I die for you. Tell me I'm heartless, but I cry for you. Count all my failures, but I try for you. You set my world on fire and watched it burn. I should learn. You've got a voice like a switch, the kind that's meant to persuade. And I'm scared of what you might get. That match in your pocket makes me afraid. So call me a coward, but I die for you. Tell me I'm heartless, but I cry for you. And count all my failures, but I try for you. You set my world on fire and watch it burn. You watch it burn, you watch it heartless, but I cry for you. Count all my failures, but I try for you. You set my world on fire. Said you would lift me higher, but you are just a liar. You watched it burn. I should burn.
You wash it, burn. You wash it, burn. You wash it. You wash it, burn. You got a secret desire.
So after practicing that for a while, it finally occurred to me why I like that song so much. And it's because it reminded me of another song that I wrote about 20 years ago from kind of a different point of view. This is called Taking the Last Bouquet. It goes out to that person whose name I never say. Fly me off to Paris and I'll sing all night. Lock me in a closet and I'll try to write postcards from inside a heart that's wrapped so tight in incense. Tell me you're a goddess of the third degree. Blend me in your magic at 3:30. Stop just long enough to collect your fee in silence. Now you've taken the last bouquet. Find yourself a dream and then cancel it. Stand up on the mountain when you'd rather sit. Find the perfect lover who's the perfect fit and then score. We'll wake up in the morning with a different view. The angel starts to vanish cause she's through with you. You're broken and indifferent, nothing left to do anymore. Because she's taken the last bouquet. Well, ain't that enough for the night to provide? Isn't it obvious I'm on your side? What could I do that I haven't yet? There's already so much to charms, wrapped up with a stranger in each other's arms. From Bourbon Street to Minnesota's family farms, the sky says danger. I thought the night was open with a thousand stars. Didn't really think I'd find myself in topless bars and dating naked women, driving foreign cars and feeling stranger. Because you've taken the last bouquet. The night inside a candle when the room was warm. The heaving of your chest while cradled in my arm. The tenderness and suffering in a winter storm I could almost taste. The way you let me down just like a ton of stone. The silence that you sent me became so well known. The way I took you back, I thought you'd grown. But you couldn't fake it, cause you were taking the last bouquet. Well, ain't that enough for the night to provide? Isn't it obvious I'm on your side? What could I do that I haven't yet? There's already so much to forget. With your special glow, you were standing in the fountain singing, how do I know? The crosswords on the couch swaying to and fro in the morning. The way you tried to leave me for the common good. The way I shook your hand and said I knew you would. Even though I never really understood with no warning, you were
we're taking the last bouquet. And then that last attempt at rapture with an evil hiss, the lady wearing red again, it hurt like this. To think we'd come this far for one last kiss, it kinda grieves me. With a storm a-brewing, you told me not to go to work, just keep on doing what I'm doing. I should have stayed right there and finished, chewed what I was chewing. Now fate deceives me, and you've taken the last bouquet. Well, ain't that enough for the night to prevail? Isn't it obvious I'm on your side? What could I do that I haven't yet? There's already so much to forget. Fly me off to Paris and I'll sing all night. Lock me in a closet and I'll try to write postcards from inside a heart that's wrapped so tight in incense, because you've taken the last bouquet.
Well, I probably haven't played that song since I recorded it. Anyway. Have a great week! I know those weren't really upbeat songs, but maybe next week we'll do something that's filled with flowers and babies and puppies and stuff.